Next on the agenda, it shows recess, but since we've only been going for just less than an hour, we're going to keep pushing forward. However, we do reserve the right to have a recess later on during the meeting. Today, we have two public hearings on the agenda. And if you're here to speak on concerning any of the public hearings that we will be holding today, you will have the ability to do that later, as long as you follow the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, Mr. Robertson, we'll share those with you.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. As the chair stated, this is the time for the public hearings that are scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. The proceedings are also conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they are simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's long-standing rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from the proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chair. If you do have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the commission may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application, people who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to any of these applications, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. Again, it is the quality of it that is important, not the quantity of it. I'm going to take a pause there because one of my colleagues, former attorneys who represented Sussex County, had this saying that said, everybody in this room can agree that it's Wednesday afternoon. If we have 10 people that say it's Wednesday afternoon, that doesn't make it more Wednesday afternoon than it already is. So with that in mind, we do appreciate, you know, good quality testimony, but we don't need to hear the same thing over and over again. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by an applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation during the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. Finally, at the conclusion of the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record for the public hearing. And finally, when you come to the podium, you'll see a microphone that looks just like this. When you come to speak to the commission, you'll see a big space bar looking thing at the bottom. You press that so that the green icon is lit on that bar and the green ring around the microphone is also lit. And trust me, we will remind you if we don't see it lit up. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.